Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Today is Friday, September 25th. What happens after Election Day? What lawmakers from both parties are promising to do, win or lose, though President Trump will not quite go that far. Also, protests are still heated all around the country as activists demand justice for Breonna Taylor. And there's another controversial video now. Plus, more college football returns earlier than expected. Which companies are teaming up to take on Apple and Google? And Amazon unveils more high-tech products, including a flying ring camera. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. With just 40 days left before the general election, FBI Director Christopher Wray was back in the hot seat before Congress talking about election security. This time, he told lawmakers there was no evidence of any kind of national attempt to defraud the November election. No proof of fraud either with mail-in ballots or in-person voting. Wray did say the FBI has seen instances of local voter fraud from time to time, but he said it's unlikely that kind of fraud would be able to mount any major challenge to a national election. But it seems President Trump is not convinced. He raised some concerns at the White House yesterday. Reporters pressed him, asking if he were to lose the election, if he would peacefully give up power to his Democratic challenger, Joe Biden. But the president would not really say yes or no. He said, quote, "We'll see what happens." Trump said with all the mail-in ballots going out, he's not sure there can be an honest election. And he accused Democrats of running a scam to steal votes. That said, lawmakers from both parties said they are committed to a peaceful election process and transfer of power in the White House and in Congress. Because remember, President Trump is not the only one up for re-election. There are plenty of politicians up and down the ballots in each state. So congressional leaders on both sides of the aisle are now also promising to step aside if they're voted out of office. And some say they'll lean on President Trump to do the same if it comes to that. In a symbolic vote, the GOP-controlled Senate even unanimously passed a resolution to officially commit to an orderly and peaceful transfer of power. But it might be a while before we know the winner of the presidential race. President Trump told Fox News Radio he expects election results to be challenged and end up before the Supreme Court. He says that's one reason why he's pressing the Senate to confirm his nominee to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg before Election Day. Trump says the Supreme Court may have to weigh in on the election decision, and if his pick is not in place, it could be a tie 4-4. Then we'd be in pretty unprecedented territory. He's expected to announce his choice for Ginsburg's successor either today or tomorrow. He did pay his respects to Justice Ginsburg yesterday. Today, she'll become the first woman, first Jewish person, only the second Supreme Court justice, and only the 34th person in history to lie in state at the U.S. Capitol. There's now another video circulating online of a police officer's confrontation with a protester. And that officer is now on leave while a criminal investigation is underway. It happened in Seattle, Washington, Wednesday night. The video seems to show an officer rolling a bicycle over a person's head in the street. At this point, it's not clear what led up to the incident or whether that person was hurt, but it was apparently during protests over the decision in the Breonna Taylor case. Meanwhile, other protests about that decision have continued around the country. The largest ones have been in the city where she was shot and killed in her own home in March. In Louisville, Kentucky, people have been protesting for months, upset that no officers had faced criminal charges. Now things are even more tense since a grand jury decision came out earlier this week. Remember, the grand jury decided not to charge any police officers with her death. One of the three officers who fired shots was indicted, but that was for endangering Taylor's neighbors that night, not Taylor. Louisville's Black Lives Matter chapter has since released a statement promising to continue to demand justice, seek accountability, and fight for real change. But the local police association is also weighing in and defending the grand jury's decision, saying it's clear the shooting was self-defense because Taylor's boyfriend fired the first shot. Remember, her boyfriend said he thought the police officers were intruders because they were not in uniform. Looking forward, Louisville's mayor extended a nightly curfew to last through the weekend, though local reports say some protesters are staying later and police are making arrests. The Trump administration is proposing a new rule to limit international college students' time in the United States. It would cap most student visas at 4 years max. At some, it would be only 2 years. Most of the countries facing the stricter two-year rules are in Africa, but others are in the Middle East and Asia, so like Nigeria, Ethiopia, Iraq, and the Philippines. Students who might want to stay longer to, say, finish a degree or go to graduate school would have to reapply for a new visa or seek an extension. The Department of Homeland Security says these new rules will help prevent visa fraud, protect national security, and discourage students from overstaying. But some higher education groups and immigration advocates have criticized the change. They say international students enrich the U.S. economy and culture. Already, the number of international students in the U.S. has gone way down since President Trump took office. Forbes says that could be because of stricter immigration rules or a political climate that could make some international students feel unwelcome. But the cost of tuition in the United States could be driving students to other countries as well. The proposed change is now open for public comment for the next month. Another big college sports conference will reverse its decision and play football this fall after all. The Pac-12 conference will play a 7-game season starting November 6th, which, to be clear, was not the original plan. Back in August, it said it would postpone fall sports until 2021 because of the pandemic. But yesterday, the Pac-12 CEO group voted unanimously to move that date up a couple of months for football. Sources told the AP they felt the pros just outweighed the cons. And this means big teams like USC, Oregon, and Washington should start getting into playing shape. The Pac-12 says it'll be taking extra measures to keep players safe, like daily COVID-19 testing. It also says it'll only be playing games within its own conference. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, a quick thanks to our sponsor, SteadyMD. If you're like a lot of people, you don't go to the doctor that often, maybe only when you're sick or hurt, and that's kind of it. Well, now there's a practical way to take control of your health long-term and actually get the personalized care you deserve, all from the comfort of your own home. As in, you won't get some random doctor. Instead, SteadyMD is your personal doctor all online. You start by taking a quiz to get matched with a licensed primary care physician who understands your lifestyle and your health needs. Next, you have a full one-hour appointment with your doctor where you can start a real relationship. And after that, your doctor is available to you anytime by text, phone, or video chat. So when I went through the initial quiz, I liked that I was matched with a primary care physician who was certified in integrative medicine, since I like to know all of my care options and then make the best decision for me. But it's up to you what you want. Skip the waiting rooms and get unlimited access to your doctor from the comfort of your home for $99 a month. You can learn more and take the free quiz to see which doctor is a fit for you at steadymd.com/newsworthy. That's steadymd.com/newsworthy. Now, back to the news. A major U.S. airline is going to start testing passengers for COVID-19. United Airlines will start it on a small scale. It'll soon offer testing to passengers traveling from San Francisco to Hawaii. They can get a rapid test at the airport and get quick results before they fly out. Or they can do an at-home test in the days leading up to their trip. To be clear, the tests are not mandatory, but there is definitely a plus to getting one before that particular flight. If the results come back negative, travelers will not have to follow Hawaii's mandatory 2-week quarantine. United will start making testing available to passengers on October 15th. Apple and Google may be feeling renewed pressure over how they operate their app stores. 13 major companies have formed an alliance in hopes of pushing through changes. The maker of Fortnite, the company behind Tinder, and also Spotify have all joined something called the Coalition for App Fairness. It lays out 10 principles that it wants tech giants like Apple and Google to follow. For example, it wants them to stop taking a 30% cut of app purchases, and it wants them to be more transparent about how they approve apps. Remember, Apple and Google have been accused of having too much power over the way they run their app stores. Specifically, the Washington Post reports some people say they hinder competition and stifle innovation. Others say they give their own products unfair advantages. In fact, Apple is even getting sued by the maker of Fortnite over how it runs its app store. As of early this morning, Apple and Google have not weighed in on this particular new coalition. However, Apple has defended its practices on its website, saying its policies are to ensure privacy, security, and quality. Amazon has unveiled its latest products, including the new Echo, Ring, and Fire TV. Probably the most interesting are the new Ring devices. For example, a new camera for your house that's actually a drone. It flies around your home to give you multiple points of view. For example, you can see if you left a window or a door open. You can't control it remotely, though. Instead, you have to program it to fly a specific path. The new flying Ring camera is $250 and goes on sale next year. There's also one called Car Cam. It's basically a dash cam that lets you monitor for bumps and break-ins with real-time alerts and video footage. In Gadget Reports, it also has a crash assist feature that calls emergency services when it detects an accident. You can also say, "Alexa, I'm being pulled over," to instruct the camera to record your interaction with law enforcement. The new Ring Car Cam is $200. Today is the Global Day of Climate Action. It calls for people to unite and demand action on the climate crisis. Protests, both online and in person, will be happening around the world today. The day is meant to encourage people to join the conversation about protecting our planet and demanding change. People are encouraged to post about the climate on social media, dance in the streets, or opt to bike instead of drive for the day. That's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, where we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. And today we're talking about how one Massachusetts community has rallied around a senior citizen in need. It all started when electrician John Kinney walked into the home of 72-year-old Gloria Scott. He was there because sparks were shooting out of one of her light fixtures. But once he got inside, he realized the home had plumbing problems, holes in the roof, and raccoons were getting inside, and the woman couldn't afford to fix the problems. So Kinney came back and started on the work himself for free. Though it was way more than he could handle. So he started a fundraising page to pay for professionals to help. He ended up raising $100,000, which has gone toward a new electrical system, new plumbing, a new roof, new windows, new insulation, a new paint job, a new back porch, and grass in the backyard. Kinney says he hopes this inspires other people to help those in need. All right, thank you so much for listening. We'll be back with our special edition Saturday episode tomorrow and another news roundup on Monday. Until then, have a great day.